95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. You know, Guy, we are your official radio station for Bike Week 2021.
We are.
One of the prouder things we get to do right there is not only be a part of this big Jackal Show Saturday, Destination Daytona, but did you know that the Jackal Show is sponsored and presented by the VFW?
I did not.
Hal Roche is on with us right now.
Nice.
He is the Commander-in-Chief of the VFW. We don't get to talk
the
to
big
him.
Big dog is in the house.
I mean, how did we wrangle the president of the whole darn organization? How you doing, man? Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing good, man. If I was any better, I'd have to be twins.
Well, write that down, guy. I'm going to use that on Main Street this week. This is a big week for you guys, not only to just kind of get out and have some fun, which I know isn't necessarily always a part of your of what you do, but you've got a lot of veterans packed into a small area for a week or so of fun in Daytona Beach, and you're down here enjoying it with them, right?
I am. I actually just got in yesterday evening, and little fact, grew up about 45, 50 minutes from here down Titusville.
Really? Oh, okay. So, no, this is even better. Now you're a local. Now we're really talking about it.
Yeah, welcome.
That's
back.
Right.
So you know what Daytona Beach Bike Week, never mind what the national view of it is, you know that this event is, aside from being a big money generator, is just a good, a relaxed, fun few days, right?
Absolutely. You know, in a lot of ways, it's just like the VFW. The VFW is an opportunity for veterans, combat veterans, to get together in camaraderie, share ideas, meet old friends. Same kind of concept.
It's a great comparison, and I did not know. I came in naive about the impact that this event has for veterans. And so for those who don't know, the VFW is out there, I mean, nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes, getting veterans what they need more than anybody else, right?
Absolutely. It you know, whether it's being putting together our top-notch people that go into Capitol Hill, testify for Congress, which I will be doing next week.
Really?
As a matter of fact, testing before the Veterans Affairs Committee on what they've done good, but what they need to do more of, and then working in the communities, whether it be our scholarship program for our high school, junior high school kids, doing scholarships for our active duty, and one of our big things working with Jesse James Dupree here is our Unmet Needs Program.
Yes, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a program that we have that we raise funds that when we have our military, whether it be active duty or recently separated, run into hard times, we give them grants. We don't give them loans. We give them a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
We keep them, it may be to keep them in the home. It may be to put food on the table. If one of them's deployed and the spouse is back needs a transmission or hot water heater, we make sure that it gets fixed and fixed quick. Handshake, a smile, a big hug, and we walk away.
That is awesome.
That is Hal Roche, the 112th Commander-in-Chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the VFW, of course, presenting Jackal at Bruce Rossmeyer's Destination Daytona Saturday night. Free concert. You want to get there early. There's a lot of people in town, Hal, as I'm sure you've noticed, and people are going to be chomping at the bit to get out there. You are a Desert Storm, Desert Shield veteran. You know, 20 years in the Air Force. Respect to you, and thank you for all of your service and everything that you're doing now. Was the last year, leading up till now, perhaps the most challenging time for the veterans that you guys are benefiting?
Oh, it is. You know, with this whole pandemic and spouses losing their work and they're used to a two-income family, we still have deployments going on. We get calls constantly. We're here. Quite honestly, you know, just Jesse alone and everything that he's done in working in this community, over $100,000 for our cause.
Wow.
We've given out over $8 million over the years in these grants. It's a win-win in getting in and working, you know, with Harley and even the local Harleys here. You know, like you said, Bruce Rossmeyer's and working with Shelley and Mandy. I mean, they have been awesome in helping us pull this off, and we've been doing it with dealers all over the state.
Well, it is good to hear that it actually comes out on your end and it's actually helping the people who need to be helped. I know a lot of organizations and stuff may say like, hey, we want to help out the veterans. But you guys actually have the avenues in the past and know exactly where it's going. And as you mentioned, it's not a loan. It's a grant. It's yours and to help people out.
Absolutely. It's a hand up, not a hand out.
And that's what the VFW is doing, and they will be out in force on Saturday at Bruce Rossmeyer's Destination Daytona. When you get through this bike week like this, this kind of organization, what are you looking to do? Are you just trying to get the profile of the VFW out more? Are you trying to contact more veterans who might not have reached out to your resources? What's the goal?
Well, it's a combination. One is to get the word out. I mean, when you're talking in the biker community, patriotism runs extremely high. There's a lot of veterans that ride. We're just trying to get the word out of what the VFW does, working every day for the benefits of all veterans and their families, but also give an opportunity to join our organization. We're set up right now down at Rossmeyer's. We have a table. If anybody's interested, they can come on down there and we'll be there through the weekend.
I like this. So a chance for you to go out and not only get information, but maybe join Hal. Maybe be a part of it.
Yep, open to all combat veterans.
That is Hal Roche, the Commander-in-Chief of the VFW, helping out the veterans, and you can do it Saturday night at the Big Jackal Show at Destination Daytona. Hal, if you can hang with us, we got more to talk about. Stick around. The Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.